All right, Tavose, good morning. Let's begin. So we are up to page 104, the bottom of 104. So remember again, in this perek, in perek hey, so we went ahead and we were discussing over here the mafsidei hazihiros. We were discussing the different things that detract from the midah of zihiros, from the midah of introspection, of alacrity. And I'll say, I posted, there were two shiurim that were posted online. Two recorded shiurim that were posted online last week, Thursday and Friday. That's what, WhatsApp group. Get on the WhatsApp group if you're not there yet. They were posted, so that's where we're up to 104. So there are three things that detract from the midah of zihiros. So the first one we were speaking about was what the Ramchal called tirda. Tirda ba'olam, that a person just has a preoccupation or just over heavily involvement in the matters of this world that distract one from really focusing on anything spiritual. And now we're up to the second thing. The second thing that Ramchal called was the schok v'latzon, which literally means that one is that mocking and the jocular approach to life. So what does this mean? So look what he writes. The last two lines, page 104. Aval shtei madregos habaos, the next two levels that we're going to discuss, shnei hamafsidim haboim, the next two things that we're going to discuss that are mafsid, that detract or that take away a person's ability to be zoyer, zekvar dvarim yoser misubachim lihimalet mehem. These are things that are a little bit more difficult to escape. Kizad Dvarim, page 105, Hakshur L'Milchama. This is actually very interesting because these are things, as we're going to see, are tied to war. Now remember again, the Ramchal in his introduction discusses the idea, incredibly profound statement, that life is a milchama. Life is a war. Life is a war. Every single day of life is a battle. These two things, says Ramchal on the page of top 105, are connected to the war. Ad achshav lo dibarnu b'milchama, dibarnu al ma'id be'isik v'lilmot Torah. So up until now, we haven't spoken about the need to engage in the battle of life, but rather we've focused much more on the need to go ahead and, you remember again that Ramchal quoted the Mishnah of haveh me'ma'it be'isik v'asuk b'Torah. Literally, decrease your business and involve yourself in Torah. So remember again, Ramchal had the very novel approach that heavy memayit be'isek doesn't mean spend less time in the office. And that might be a good idea in general, but that's not what it means. Rather, heavy memayit be'isek means that at least when I'm focused on matters of spirituality, make sure my head's not in the office. Heavy memayit be'isek vasbud, when I'm osik b'Torah, make sure that I'm memayit be'isek as well. He says, "Zelo milchama, zes signon machshavti acher." So this is not called war. That's not a battle. But ultimately, again, it means reorienting our thinking. But yeshnam shnei dvarim shei milchama. Now we're going to discuss two things that are mamish part and parcel of the daily battle of life. Achasheni hu kashem ma'ot vuaschok v'halotzom. The Ramchal says the thing that we're going to discuss now, which is one of the most difficult things, is schok, silliness. Lotzon means like mocking or scorn. Kimisha tovea bam. Because we will say someone ultimately, again, who finds himself immersed or mired in a mocking nature or in scornful behavior. Kimisha tovea biyamagadol. It's like someone who's drowning in a great sea. Shekasha ma'od lihi malik mimenu. It is very difficult, ultimately, again, for him to be saved from it. So what is the meaning ultimately again of schok or latzon? What is the meaning ultimately again if somebody is drowning in this jocular mocking nature? He says, It's very profound. When a person mocks things, or a person makes light of things, it literally destroys the heart of man. Until literally again, there's no reason that takes hold in him. Vaharihu kishikar, bless you. Vaharihu kishikar oshota. Person is like a drunkard or like a fool. Asher i'afshar losis lahem arma o lahan higam. Now, boss, we're going to spend some significant time speaking about this. But Ramchal is pointing out, and this is going to be a very important and very important episode. When a person makes light of everything, or a person makes fun of everything, or a person mocks things, it literally, says Ramchal, destroys the heart of a person. Why? Because a person, at a certain point in time, when that mita becomes ingrained, they can't take anything seriously. When they can't take anything seriously, that means that a person is unable to go ahead and receive or be makabel any kind of instruction. A person can't take any kind of mussar. A person can't take any kind of hadracha in life. Second to last paragraph. Adam, sheyesh bo schok o latzon. So a person who has within him this schok or this latzon, this mocking or this jocular nature, who Adam shlo yachal akabel anhaga, such a person can't receive any kind of instruction. Lachin who domekil a shikar o shote. So we'll say, what's the chab of a shikar or shote? Somebody who's drunk. Somebody who's drunk. The pshat is that, why is Ramchal mentioning those people in the same sentence? Because both lack capacity. Both lack capacity. A shikar, someone who's inebriated, just simply, he can't process things. He can't be makabel things. A shote is someone who just, again, not through fault of his own, just can't go ahead and process things as well. There's no capacity for processing deeper pieces of information. Lo nostim lo hege ki adua, im shosim lo noagim. That's why, again, we know that the popular rule is that if you go ahead and you drink, you don't drive. Why? Because, again, you can't process things. See, he says, mazes schok v'lason. Schok v'lason lo akavana sheish adam, sheish la adam bedichos tovos, o sheish lo chush humar. Right? So, again, when we speak about schok and latzon, we're not talking about someone who has a good sense of humor, or someone who knows how to make good jokes. Zed davar mitzuyan. Truth is, if you can make people laugh, and you have a good sense of humor, that's a wonderful thing. He says, Zela kavana sh'adam yodea lahatzik es chaverim shalo, shezed davar nifla. If you know how to make your friends laugh, that the Ramchal is not railing against. That's wonderful. Look at the last section on page 105. Schok v'latzon zebe esem losim kol dover lalag v'keles. Schok v'latzon zayicholes lasos tschok mikol dover. Mostly what the Ramchal is describing over here as a destructive mida is someone who's able to make tschok, someone who's able to make light of every single thing in life. Someone who's able to make light and drain the seriousness from every single thing in life. Maze lasos tschok mikol dover. What does it mean to make a joke out of every single thing? Zebe'etzem lasim davar lilag ulekeles. It means, I will say, someone who's able to go ahead and reduce everything into silliness, something degrading, and something scornful. Page 106. Zushita sha'adam noket abba. Amanas shebikores nechona amitis v'yishara lo tishama v'lo tachtar. So this is an amazing thing. You know, you see some people like this that always have a joke. There's always a joke. So again, remember, I want to be clear. The Ramchal is saying a sense of humor is a wonderful thing. Being able to make your friends laugh is a wonderful thing. But there are some people where every single thing that happens or every single thing that's said, they turn it around to a joke. So they make light of it, or they make a mockery of it. So says the Ramchal, understand, why do people do that? That's a defense mechanism. What that does is, if you could take everything in life and make it into something unserious, right, then ultimately, I never really have to be makabel anything. He says again, lo tishma v'lo tachtor elav. If everything becomes a joke, then I don't have to internalize anything, and I don't have to process anything. Kedei litchos lehisgoni. A person does this. People reduce everything to jokes, and they mock things in order to push certain things away. Lehisgoni mipnei dvarim nechonim v'amukim. To protect myself, literally again, from things that are very deep and very profound. Listen to this, Rabbi. This is amazing. Ledugma. Let's give an example of this. Yesh mishu sheba'im tevia musaris u'omer. So we'll say, imagine the following situation. Sitting with a group of people, and someone, one member of the chevra, comes with a very important musardik issue. For example, he says, chevra, zelo beseder. Let's say, imagine you're sitting in a peer group, and one of the members of the group says, chevra, my friends, we did something that's not right. Hisnagnu lo beseder l'ruvein, bo nevakish memenu slicha. Right, chevra, we mistreated Ruvain. We didn't act nicely to him. Let's go ask mechila from him. Hu omer davar amiti. So this individual who's coming to give the musar is saying something that's real. Zechoder lelev. Literally, you know, we'll say, you know, when you do something wrong in life, when you mistreat, whether you mistreat someone, you mistreat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it gets to the heart. Osa hargasha lo ni'ima. We'll say, here's the yisod. What happens in the moment that I realize I did something wrong? So what kind of feeling does it engender? It engenders a very uncomfortable feeling. I don't like the way that I feel. I don't like the knowledge that I hurt someone, that I did something wrong. He goes on, he says, Va'az yisuri matzpon misorim. So I say, so what happens? There's internal pain. There's internal pain. All of us were good at our core. And that's why when we hear, when we find out that I did something that caused someone else pain, it awakens very uncomfortable, painful feelings for me. So yesh adam, so now one of two things happens. And this is a very partial example. One of two things happens. Yesh adam, she'ein etzlo savlanut, li'yisuri ha'matzpon ha'ilu, v'zem ma'atzmein oso, ki hu lo rote li'hishtanos. So for some people, those feelings of internal pain awaken feelings that I don't want to have. I don't want to say, you know what? You know, I don't want those feelings of internal pain. Because if I accept those feelings, if I'm mekabel those feelings, or if I'm able to go ahead and I confront those feelings, that means I have to change something. I don't want to change anything. I don't want to change anything. So, but what do I do with these feelings now? Asu mefatech shita, la'asos tzchok. So I will say, so now what do I do in that moment when I realize I've done something wrong? Someone's giving me the mussar, right? But I don't want to change. I have no interest in changing. So what do? I turn it into a joke. I turn it into a joke. If I drain the seriousness of the moment by reducing it to something, to a joke, to something funny, to whatever, so then ultimately, again, I don't have to act on it. Lafok ezeh lelag ulekelas. He says, ata kacha lo mismodeid. Ata shover esa otzma, esa chadir shal devrem. So now you understand. See, you know, now you understand why Ramchal is saying that this idea, this late sanos, this silliness, this reducing everything to a joke, literally could undermine the very spiritual nature of a person. Because there are things in life I have to take seriously. There are things in life I have to act on. And what often we do is we use humor as a defense mechanism to not have to internalize the things that I really have to act on. So if a person always does this, if everything is a joke, or if everything is turned around into some kind of schok or lazon, person's never makabel any musar. Person never acts on any of those internal feelings of pain that can be incredibly profound and cathartic. Everything is just reduced to a big joke. So they call this today, says Rav Kashtiel, cynicism. Cynicism, tzinuyut bidvarim arachim. Person becomes cynical. So we'll say, this is amazing. So what starts ultimately again as a misplaced sense of humor, right? What begins in the beginning as, oh, I make a joke out of everything, I both say, morphs into cynicism. And we all know that cynicism is probably one of the worst midos a person could possess. Because at that point in time, when a person is cynical, nothing ever sticks. Nothing is ever important. Everything just slides off because I could reduce it to some backhanded comment. Well, so let's just go a little bit weiter, then we'll stop. Haleitzon, otem es atzmo melekabo tochacha, ayidei ha-tziniyut. So ato tzini. Ata yotzer megano klipa. Ata lo nosim le divrei emes lachdor leif shaka. Person becomes cynical. And what happens when a person becomes cynical? A person creates essentially like a barrier around his heart that nothing, no words of truth ever pierce that barrier. Ata lo pasuach be emes lishmo bikores. Lishmo dra amitim. I will say something very scary. With enough time of being a cynical person, a barrier develops around my heart, and you know what? I'm not mekabel anything. You see this in life, that there are people who literally, again, it doesn't matter who says what they say, they'll discount everything. And they have an answer for every single thing. You says, "Ata kol hazman docha bikores v'lo nosein lo lachdor elecha." You go ahead and literally, a person pushes aside any level of introspection and doesn't give any kind of opportunity, ultimately, again, for any MS that peers through. V'ashita zeh asiyas tzchok mikol davar. And Rabbi said, what this ultimately leads to is a making of a joke out of every single thing. We'll stop over here for today. There's a lot more to discuss with this, but Amir Tashim will pick up with the bottom of 106 tomorrow. Shkoyach.